Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the last episode of my series discussing the nudge theory and youth development. I want to backtrack for this final episode to a topic that came up in the second episode, which was greeting the people that you work with. As a team leader, I have a unique opportunity to unlock the door for each associate that comes in before the store opens. And you know, when I returned home and I came in to a new store, I came into a different environment, and I came in to, you know, this new role, I was a fireball. You know, I was hungry, I was intense, I wanted, you know, recognition, and I wanted to stand out. But in doing so, I didn't let everyone around me see the person behind all of that just, you know, intensity, right? So one morning, you know, I had been stressed out because I was who was breaking down the truck that day. And to me, I always want to have that done by 7 a.m. So if it gets there at 4 a.m., I want to have it all done by 7 a.m., the back dock cleared for, you know, reasons we've talked about in the previous episodes. And getting the door and breaking down the truck was difficult. With the doorbell ringing every 15 to 20 minutes, it can be frustrating because, you know, obviously, like anything else, you just feel like you're constantly getting interrupted. You know, it'd be no different than if you're recording a podcast for a class project and people keep calling the phone and you got to restart, right? So it's just things that can kind of eat at you if it happens over and over again, and you kind of start feeling like you're out of control, or you start feeling like something's just never going to get done. So anyways, to get back on track, there was a particular individual that came through the door that day and said good morning and even greeted me by name. And I failed to say, hey, how are you? They ended up telling my leadership that I did not greet them. And this ended up coming up a day later. And from that moment on, I have made it my mission. If it's six people walking in at a time, I look each of them in the face and I say, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I'm somebody that I get insecure if I don't know somebody's name. But that's not an excuse to not greet them, because regardless of if you know everybody's name, you can still say hello and how are you. Now, another reason that this particular instance is significant is because I had to ask myself, you know, hey, when you were coming in and somebody was unlocking the door for you, were you greeted? And I might not have gotten the warmest welcome, but the leader made eye contact with me and the leader did say hello. And I appreciate where this individual was coming from, because you can't help if you don't have keys to the store. You can't help if somebody has to let you in. And for your day, for the first person you see at your job to not look you in the eye or to greet you or to be warm with you, I can see where that could get your day off to a bad start. So I had to look within. And I had to think about, you know, the influences that I've had. You know, for example, my dad is a district manager with this company, and I had the privilege of him being in charge of one of my stores before I advanced. And every time he came in, he would go along the front end and greet every cashier and every bagger. And at each department he walked, if you were in his line of sight, he would go up to you and shake your hand and thank you for everything that you do. And for me to have that example and to fail to say good morning to, you know, the people that I'm unlocking the door for every morning, it was eye-opening. And it's much like what I talked about in the fourth episode with the individual who felt like I was micromanaging and like I wasn't, you know, checking on them as a person. And you know, so now I want to relate that to youth development and not only youth development, but just like training development and job development in general. Something that just happened. We had to put back product in this 15-foot section. It took 3.5 hours, and I was so caught up and getting this done. And I had a very specific way I wanted it done, because, you know, this section is one that I, you know, sort of take an exceptional amount of pride in, but I was also tasked with opening the door as I was putting this product back, and it was frozen, so we had to get it done quick. And, you know, fast forward to the 3 hour mark, the person that I had helping me, I hadn't opened dialogue with, because I was in my zone. I was so worried about the task. And they bring up, yeah, today after work I gotta go get an estimate on my truck. And I remembered Easter Sunday, somebody ran into them at 40 miles an hour, and they were having these headaches after that accident. And I had to take a step back and be like, man, you know, we've been 6 feet away from each other for 3 hours, and here I am so caught up in my own world, and I'm frustrated that I'm doing this and not doing what I wanted to do. And meanwhile, they're going through something real. They're going through something that's so much more important than this task. And here I am worried about putting pints of ice cream back on the shelf. So if there's anything that I want anybody listening to take away from this, it's to always just be mindful of the people around you, but, you know, even the just your surroundings. And when you're mindful of who's around you and what's around you, you'll know how to conduct yourself, and you'll know how to react and respond to various challenges and conquer any adversity that comes your way. I appreciate you listening to this series and sitting through these stories. I know that at times I rambled, but it's been a pleasure to share these encounters that I've had with the Nudge Theory, and it's been a cool experience for me to share this, because it's something that I deal with every day, and so something that you can, you know, connect with others on, that is what you are constantly involved with, is just a unique and profound experience. So once again, thank you, and I hope you got a lot from it.